Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And coming up this Wednesday from 11 to 2, some art history will be made when artist Shanai Madison visits Cook, Minnesota. She's hosting a pop-up event that promises to build connections and relationships while people create art. Shanai Madison is the artist behind the pop-up. It's called Felt Here. She's a cultural organizer passionate about that relationship of art and science and local culture. She's one of the founders and co-directors of Water Bar and Public Studio, which is an artist-led benefit corporation that serves water to build relationships that transform culture. Shanai is here this morning to tell us more about her work. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, you grew up not so far away from where we sit this morning in Grand Rapids. You grew up in Palisade. Now you live in the Twin Cities. Was northern Minnesota where you grew up, has that informed your art or your career over the years?
Yeah, a lot, actually. This project especially, the Felt Here pop-up, is really based in northern Minnesota, so that's a big part of it, reconnecting with the place I'm from and the people that I know and the kinds of people that I grew up with. And also just being from a small town has really meant that those relationships are important in the art that I create, because that's what I know. Building relationships in a small community is a lot like an arts community.
Yeah. Well, you seem passionate about this combination of arts and then cultural change. Where did that come from and how did it lead to Felt Here?
Well, I'm, as one of the founders of Water Bar, that's really what we do with the Water Bar Project, is we bring people together around tables to drink water and to talk about where water comes from and all the ways that it influences our lives. And in part, that was part of that came from growing up on the Mississippi River and really thinking about the river as important to the place that I grew up. And the Felt Here pop-up is really extending that work and asking how the places we live connect to our family histories, the histories of industry and work in a community, and then also the stories that we tell about who we are and how that relates to the future that we imagine for the places we live.
So what is it actually like if I came to the Felt Here?
So we are actually felting. We're doing a really simple felting process. We're using wool from a farmer that I know in Palisade, Changwatana Farm. And we're dyeing that wool with red earth that I've gathered from different sites across the Iron Range. And it makes a really beautiful color when you dye that with that iron ore. And then we felt it into these tiny wool pellets that I use as beads to make jewelry. But they look like taconite pellets, so we call them wool taconite pellets. But while we're doing that, we're telling stories about our history, what brought us to the community, our family stories, and then also talking about water, talking about work, lots of different things. And then we also are dyeing some fabric that I've collected with that same dye, and then we'll be printing onto it so people can make and take a piece of fabric that they've made.
How do you get people to talk, to open up during this?
Well, one of the things that I try to do with these art projects is really just create an environment where people can visit. I did one of these workshops in Aurora a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of the women who showed up told me they were surprised because they kind of were expecting that it would be an instructional, like, step-by-step process, like you might do at a traditional art workshop. But really, I just put all the supplies out, I explain what we're doing, and then I make time for people to come up with an idea that they want to work on. And while they're doing that, we're just visiting. It's very simple. Yeah. And one of the things is I think sometimes we forget that how important it is to just have those spaces to visit with one another.
How long does it take in the process of the felting or to make it into a piece of jewelry?
The little pellets themselves only take about 10 minutes okay. to make, you know, one of those pellets. But then I have the supplies and we can string them onto chain. And I've made earrings, I've made necklaces. And really, it's about the story. So I give those away to people who come to the workshop or people that I meet in the community. And that becomes a way for them to tell a story about the place that it came from.
We're talking with artist Shanai Madison today about the Felt Here pop-up art workshop that starts at 11 in Cook. Are your kids artists too, Shanai?
Sorry, say that again. Sorry.
Are your kids artists as well?
Yeah, I was actually, did you hear my daughter in
yes.
the background?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they are. And they actually do come with me to a lot of the workshops and help teach other kids how to do these projects. The things that we're doing are purposely pretty simple, so they are something that even kids can do.
So you've done these before, but are you surprised by what people end up talking about, or what's this like for you personally?
I really enjoy being in that space and hearing new stories all the time. And sometimes I have been really surprised by the stories that I hear. We start out talking about one thing really simple, like felting or quilting, and we end up sharing stories about our mothers and our grandmothers and the work that was done in our communities. And that really leads to, I think, people having surprising connections.
Yeah. Well, according to your bio, you prefer your work in public spaces in terms of your art. Why is that? When did you come to realize it?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Sorry,
my daughter just...
No, that's okay. So tell us about your relationship to public art for your work and why.
I really, really think about a lot about how these conversations that we have in our families and in our communities that often happen in really personal spaces, when we bring them into public space and we're able to have those conversations among a wider group of people, how does that change the way that our community relates to one another and the sense of whether we belong in a place or not? So I think about public art as just doing that relationship building and that creative process in a more public and open way. And so the water bar, you know, we have a space in Northeast Minneapolis, but we really take this pop-up water bar out to lots of other places. We go to festivals, we go to grocery stores, we go to parks, and it's a way to have those conversations and introduce that creative art process in different spaces where people might not expect to have that kind of experience. But when we introduce it in those spaces, people are often surprised that, you know, it's something that they find a lot of value in, being creative together, having those conversations.
The Feltier Pop-Up Art Workshop begins at 11 o'clock this Wednesday in Cook, Minnesota. Everyone is welcome to attend. Anything people need to bring to this?
No, I mean, the last couple of workshops, people have brought examples of things that they've made, and I thought that was a really great way for people to introduce themselves. So if someone has something that they've made and they want to bring it to share with the group, that's really great. But otherwise, just come as you are.
That sounds great. And are you involved in the Pasty Festival as well?
Yeah, we'll have the pop-up there as well on Saturday. Okay. Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability is one of the partners on the project overall. So we'll be there celebrating the work that they do and also sharing some of this artwork.
All right. Sounds great. It was great to meet you today. Thanks, Shanae.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Monday Morning Show. You can find more information, take a look at the artwork and the water bar that Shanae was telling us about at her website, shanae.art.
So a water bar. So you can get a flight of water.
Yeah, you can see the photos of that. They did that with the We Are Water exhibit that was in Grand Rapids. They did that.
And you can also see the little felt jewelry on
the Taconite pellets made of felted wool.